This is Jackson Howard.
And you're listening to
Marcus Leonard,
Pat Latour,
Drew Lance,
and Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah!
That's
going to
be the one.
That was unexpected.
That's going to be the one.
Oh, I got to pee now.
Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says. Shane will drive to your house and bring you brownies and talk for
everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from inside the MIDI room in St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out with Jackson Howard and Marcus and Patrick. Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome.
Thanks, Shane.
I wanted to catch up with you guys. I wanted to been following Jackson for a while. We had we recorded back in the summer, back episode 77. If you missed that one, go back and listen to that one. But some of those songs we recorded that day are now officially on the album.
Yeah.
The album's ready to come out.
Yeah, just gave Shane the first unofficial, unreleased copy.
Hey-o!
But yeah, so we have the CDs in. We're releasing it January 2nd at Off-Broadway. With Hillary Fitz and Emily Wallace. It's going to be a pretty awesome show.
Oh, yeah.
Full band playing with Drew Lance and Pat Latour and Marcus Leonard. Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Yeah, I am very excited as well. I thought it was cool that you guys opened up Hillary's show, and now Hillary's going to open up your show, so that's...
starting to become a little musical team here,
yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Hillary's actually going to sit in with me on a couple songs, too.
Nice.
So we'll do a couple duets. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't feel you in on anything apparently.
No, we didn't feel you on this podcast.
Yeah, Pat showed up today not knowing we were going to do a podcast. He thought we were just practicing.
That's okay.
So.
Yeah, that was back in August or something. What was it?
Oh yeah.
For Hillary's party.
And she's been overseas.
Yeah, she's been
since
everywhere.
Then, and.
But yeah, that was a good night, and it was fun to see, because I think that was the very first time I saw you full band.
Yeah.
So
it's rare.
Yeah.
We don't bring out this format often.
But yeah, it was
special.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
Uh huh.
But no, that was a real good night, and I'm looking forward to doing it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emily Wallace too, man. She's killer. She's one of my favorites to watch in town, and that's good to be.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing her. We both played at Broadway Oyster Bar just this past Tuesday, and Allie Ruby, her sister, was there too,
which
I hadn't gotten to see before. But when they play together, it's
wow,
that was pretty special. Yeah,
very cool. So the album is about life,
both in name and in content.
Yeah. 11 tracks on the album, so and all recorded with Marcus here in the MIDI room. So, Marcus, how was it like working with Jackson Howard?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is our second project, the first full album. The first project was an EP.
Yeah,
it gets better every time, I think.
That's cool.
And a lot of good music, good lyrics, and good band members to work with. So
for sure.
Pretty fun.
And you play keys.
Keyboards, yeah.
In the band, so yeah. yeah, but this is... So we played Last time you were on the show, we did Eve.
Mm-hmm. All the way down.
All the way down.
Call It Fate and Hideaway. And yeah. All four of those are on this album.
Yeah. So if you were... if you've been playing along at home and you know those songs, or if you've been catching Jackson's shows, I'm sure you've heard a lot of these out. But is there anything that hasn't played out much? Or
well, I'll give you one of the newer ones.
Yeah,
you want to hear it now?
Sure, let's hear it.
This one's called "Surround You." It's kind of about allowing in your times of need the people around you to support you and lift your spirits back up when things aren't going quite your way. And we got to be keeping an eye, because Drew Lance is going to be showing up any minute now. So
special guest appearance.
All right, so here we go. This is Surround You. When you're in your head, when your eyes are burning red, gotta let the love surround you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. On the phone, let the love surround you. Let love surround you. Yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you. White wilted hand in mine, as our eyes squeezed out what's left behind. Nervous answers, subjective truth, guide us through this tight-eyed youth. This leaky love still holds enough, and it stains our sleeves as it spills on us. We shake a head, I turn away. What's best unsaid, what's left to say? Why do we make it so tough? Why do we run and search for better things in all the emptiness there? In your head, when your eyes are burning red, you gotta let the love surround you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. Unfold and let the love surround you. Let love surround you. Yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you. I felt every blade as your words poured out from the mess I made. No defending the things we say, except our hope love can outweigh the price we pay. No, I can't say that now. Why can't I say that now? When you're in your head, when your eyes are burning red, gotta let the love surround you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. Unfold and let the love surround you. Let love surround you. Yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. Added a couple little bars there, incidentally.
We should record that one.
We should record that one.
Sounded great, man.
Thank you.
So I guess that's a little sneak peek at the next album, maybe.
It's probably a sneak peek at the next album. We'll definitely be hearing that at the show, for sure. Hopefully with the full band.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We're going to have to work on that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you wrote that didn't you write it like in Iceland or something?
I wrote that in Iceland, that's accurate. Yeah, I went there to teach. Yesterday was actually my last day at my job in academia.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, so that feels real nice. I'm a professional musician.
Yeah.
Full time, wonderful.
So if you want to book Jackson Howard,
some daytime slots have just opened.
Yeah.
Book me for your next lunch event. I cater too. I have to start that, you know.
Yeah,
play your music.
A whole package. That's what you should do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. PB&J and macaroni, Easy Mac,
and
music.
Yeah,
that'd be fantastic. Where are we going? Yeah, so that was my last day. So I was teaching in Iceland, which I'm going to continue doing. I'm going back in January to teach again. The scenery there is just so amazing, and I felt like it's just music was flowing out of me during the time that I was there. And I don't know. I mean, it's funny how just being somewhere new can kind of make your mind work in different ways. If you want, I actually have another one that I wrote there that hasn't really appeared. Anywhere, if you want to hear it.
Sure, man. I love it all. I'd take whatever.
This is it's called Run With You. I won't give it too much of an explanation. I'll just...
Hey!
Drew Lance, how's it going, man?
How are you?
Drew Lance
good to see
is
you.
In the house.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on air, man.
Right.
So, how
welcome.
Are you doing today?
Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm having a good one.
I was just about to do some Run With You.
Cool.
So here we go. song's not officially done, but
that's about running.
It's not actually literally about running.
A lot of that what you do is running. So.
It's true. I kind of thought of that after.
Makes sense.
It's about working out.
It's about working out. I work out.
I work out.
I started writing a song like that, but then I realized LMFAO beat me to the punch.
Yeah,
they sure
did. So,
yeah, it's unfortunate.
They won.
But
damn you, Red Foo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so January 2nd, start your new year off right with Jackson Howard at Off-Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the tuning. I have to drop down to Funky E, as Steve Ewing would put it.
Funky D.
Yeah.
My G-string.
D.
I break so many G-strings doing this. I go through G-strings like water.
Oh,
I keep a pack of six extra G-strings in my guitar case just because I'm going through them so quickly.
Buy them in bulk, I guess.
I buy them in bulk, yeah. It's important. They just snap on me, you know. It's when you abuse them too much. They just
pull too hard.
Yeah, when you least expect it. Anyways.
When you said you had six extra pairs, I thought you were going to say in your closet.
Well, no, man, it's my guitar case when I need them the most, you know.
This is not a family show.
You start playing guitar, man. You start playing some of these songs, and all of a sudden G-strings are snapping.
G-strings
everywhere. It's just, you know, it's a problem. It's a real problem.
Pain in G-strings.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are laughing about. It's a real issue.
Hey,
it costs a lot of money.
This is hashtag real talk.
Yeah, right.
So what made you choose Off-Broadway to host the party?
I'm excited to go there. I've never played there before.
Oh, yeah?
Which is going to be, you know, great. That was one of the venues that we had talked about for Hillary's release, and ended up going with Blueberry Hill. I don't know, I'm excited to work with John Henry and
sure.
Play that stage and just kind of get a new feel, a new venue.
Yeah.
Off-Broadway, it's a good venue.
Oh, that's a great, venue. Great room, great sound. Mm-hmm.
I've seen some good shows there, you know.
Sure, man.
Tonka, Ian McGowan and the Good Deeds with Humming House, that was a pretty incredible show.
Yeah, I was at that Ian McGowan, Letter to Memphis, and
more recently, yeah.
And Ruth Acuff show, that was a really a good time.
That was a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked... shortly after that, I had Ian McGowan and the Good Deeds on the show. So that was it was all, you know, networking, getting to meet people at shows, and then get them on here.
Mm-hmm. Actually, another kind of interesting collaboration that we're going to have at the show. I don't know if you're familiar with a local hip hop artist, C Sharp.
I don't believe so.
So he's, you know, he's kind of got a message to his rap that's very, you know, anti-gun violence, and I just played with him last weekend at a anti-gun violence rally, like a vigil, actually, for victims at St. John's Church in North City. And so he's actually going to come and do one of his songs with us at the show, too. So
okay.
Kind of nice opportunity. Maybe we'll get him on the show afterward.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys are... doing the instrumentals, I guess, for it, or
yeah. So when I played with him, it was just my guitar and him.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to put the whole band with it.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we are recording this at the MIDI room. Let's plug the studio here.
Sure. Works for me.
Yeah. So this album was recorded in the room here, and when did you get started down here, Marcus?
I've been in this actual location since 2008. It's kind of moved around a few places. This is kind of like the last official location, so it's working out pretty good, I think.
For sure, yeah. It's a beautiful space you have here.
Thank you.
Where can people get a hold of you to book some time?
The easiest way is to go to my website, which is tmrstudio.com.
All right.
And that's got my other, I've got Facebook and Twitter, but they can get all of that stuff from the website, as well as email address and phone number.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, come, if you're looking to record, here's the opportunity.
Yep, I do everything from hip-hop, jazz, blues, rock, pop, you name it.
Yeah.
So,
what else would you like to tell us about this record, Jackson?
I'm just pretty excited about it. You know, I think the songs are better than last time. I think, you know, it's cool having Drew's harmonies, you know, on the record this time.
He's all right.
And I hear Drew Lance is setting a Rock Paper Podcast record today.
Yeah, fourth appearance. Well, I mean, it helps when you play in every band in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's working on being part of every single band.
That could be a record as well.
Yeah.
That probably is a record.
Yeah.
In a rather short time span, to say the least.
Do you have like a list of bands on the wall? You just kind of mark through.
I just have a notes column in my phone, and it goes like band by band and when the dates are, and so like I just go by that, so that I, you know, it's easy to organize that way, and it kind of shows in one place like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
With who?
Do you have like a target list for? Like for what bands you're gonna like have?
I will go to like shows randomly if I think I'm gonna run into somebody. Yeah, I kind of do have a target list.
Nice.
Well, you
I didn't call it that, but it is like that.
Yeah.
Well, he was out there hustling too, networking at that show with Ruth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's right.
And now coming up, I'm going to be playing at the Blue Note with Ruth.
Yeah.
January 16th.
Yeah. So he's taking over Columbia bands now, too.
Uh-huh. So. I'm excited. I get to go to her house and rehearse with her and her husband and stay there. And we're going to do a couple gigs and I'm just going to go home.
Yeah.
Drew's going to take over regionally. When
does the presidential bid start?
Yeah.
You got my vote.
Going for, running for office.
If it's between you and Trump.
Yeah.
I would go for me too, so.
I like your hat a lot better than Trump's.
Yeah.
January 2nd,
mm-hmm.
off Broadway, Jackson Howard, Emily Wallace, Hillary Fitz.
Yeah.
And everybody else, bring your dancing shoes. Because it's going to be a party. That's
be fun.
Yeah.
Jackson dances really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be dancing on stage.
That. That's a treat.
Good stuff.
Have you seen me dance, Shane?
I don't believe so.
Maybe I'll have to do an instrumental during the show where I put down my guitar and just start breaking out the moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Pat, when did you see me dance? When did you see me dance?
I can imagine it.
Oh. That's creepy. But.
You might have. Actually, I know, now that I think about it, I think I did see you doing some dancing at that Ian McGowan show.
That's probably true.
There you go. See.
Now you got to see him whenever he's really dancing.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's
shimmy. He has the shimmy like trademark.
Oh, the shimmy is my trademark. I can shimmy most girls into the ground. Wow, let's just say I can shake my groove thing.
We're going to isolate that audio and we're just going to.
Please, it's like make a ringtone.
Yeah.
Speaking of groove strings.
Shimmy girls right into the ground.
That sounds really bad.
That's great. Good job.
We'll remix it and it'll be the bonus track on the album.
I think that's a
good thing. Or like at the end of the track, just. Like a track that hits just pow.
Yeah.
He's writing a song called Broken G String, so that's
it's a true story.
True story, man. Yeah. It's not due to the shimmying, though. I've never broken a G string due to shimmying alone.
All right.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the music.
Right. Yeah.
So we've talked about, like I said, some of the tracks we played on the last episode. We talked about some of those and some of the stories behind some of the songs.
Right.
But anything else you care to share? Some inspiration behind some of these, or any of that kind of stuff?
Would be one. Well, you know what? The last two songs I just played are not actually on the album, but. Yeah. Why don't I play Tribute, which is the final song on the album.
Tenacious D cover, right?
is that a song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I'm totally missing this. Wait, you know what I actually just heard? Number 21 on like the hit charts right now is Hideaway. And it's this like chick hop like song about where do the good boys go to hide away.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Really?
Yeah.
Now people are gonna, you know, if they want to search my song, they're gonna get this like,
where do the boys go hide away?
Sigh.
I didn't even think about that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio last night, and I was like,
he sent me a text. I didn't know what you meant at all.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard that.
See, you need to get this out before like somebody comes out with About Life. Or, if somebody comes out with a song called Eve, you really got it. You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Or if Eve comes out with a song at all.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I'm going to play this song. This tribute, this is something that I wrote actually when I was about 16 years old. And my good friend was a year older than me and going off to college, and it's just kind of a tribute to childhood and that innocent time and that time when you have, you know, all this time on your hands and you know, can really do, you know, so many different things. And so this is a tribute to that time. And it's actually the first verse really is a very specific moment. So I was walking with one of my good friends, Sarah Cole, and we were just kind of talking about life and about, you know, everything that had happened up to this point. And, I remember I was actually carrying a cattail, or like in these back like kind of country roads, and it was one of those moments of just reflection and kind of seeing like, wow, this is really this is all changing very, very soon. The sun fades over hillsides as birds flock in the sky. A cattail held in front of me as I lazily stroll out. Well, I am frozen in the moment, but the moment passes me by. Here's a tribute to kicking the soccer ball, and here's a tribute to having nothing to do at all, and talking on the roof at night and feeling 25 feet tall. I hear, hey, come over, and then I'll on the other line, as if I'd been expecting this. I run for my bike till I open my eyes and find the car keys in my hand. So here's a tribute to kicking the soccer ball, and here's a tribute nothing to do at all, and talking on the roof at night and feeling 25 feet tall. A memory has ended to bring another phase of life. A memory has ended, as it fades I see that I, well, I was blinded by the moment. I never saw it passing me by.
So yeah.
Final track. Final track. All
right. I'd like to play that a few times.
Actually, the only reason that there's a chorus to that song is my mom, because I used to just kind of go through, like, it was four verses, and she was like, you need to repeat that tribute verse, because it's so nice. And so finally, I just started doing it, make her happy.
Good job, Mom.
Yeah.
That's good.
She's going to get, like, some royalties.
She's the arranger.
It's on record now. Yeah. You are money.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's like...
I certainly don't owe any money yet.
What's like... Sam Smith, didn't he won that Grammy for whatever, the Stay With Me, and
Tom Petty.
Yeah, and then they said it sounded like Tom Petty, so now Tom Petty won a Grammy because they had to give him a co-write credit on that. But yeah, so your mom's gonna get a co-write on that then someday.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we'll look to wrap this thing up. These awesome. These guys got to get some rehearsal time in for the big show. So, yeah, January 2nd, Off-Broadway, Jackson Howard, Hillary Fitz, Emily Wallace. Yeah, we'll come out to the show. CDs will be available.
The discs will be, they're going to be eventually $10 at the show. They'll be half price. So come out and get your copy first day.
Start your 2016 off right.
Right.
How much is it going to cost to get in?
It's cost $10.
You're going to charge me $10, really?
Yeah, no. I'm charging you $20, Pat.
That's a surcharge.
And Jackson's, you can find Jackson on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Spotify, SoundCloud.
You're on all that stuff?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Amazon Music, you know. Amazon. Whatever. CD Baby.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah. Go find all those. And Marcus is at
TMR Studio.
Yeah. Go check out the studio on there and come down here and record. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out. And
always a pleasure to see you, Shane.
Yeah. This was very exciting. I'm ready to watch you guys do it live.
Awesome. And you probably will get announced when you enter the room again.
Well, hey,
as per usual.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. I'll allow it. it is pretty awesome, man. Makes me feel like a rock star a little bit.
You are a rock star for the St. Louis music scene.
I'm having a great time, man. If I can sit with guys like you and plug some shows and you know, this is fun for me. So I enjoy it. So thank you guys for making the music and we all gotta work together.
All
right. Yeah. So
thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Have a good night.
way down.
This is Jackson Howard, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Or do you want to get some drink
into? You know what you guys want to get on?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Maybe it's stop it, and we'll just do it.
No, I can cut it. Keep going. Take two. Here we go.
This is Jackson Howard,
and you're listening to
Drew.
Keep it. I thought you were going to say this is Drew Lance.
No, no, why would I say that? Oops.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.